I would very much like to welcome all of you to this auspicious initiation ceremony of our Bhakta Yosef, a devotee who is very dear to the Radhadesh community. And maybe it is for this reason that you all are here, including our very admired and very dear temple president, Hridaya Chaitanya Prabhu. I also wish to greet especially my god brother Tattvavit Prabhu, who has been so kind to bless this auspiciousness, and our Vairagi Bhai and example in Sanyas life, Kadamba Kanana Maharaj. It's very nice that you are also here. It's very good for this reason, because your presence and your well wishes are very supportive to Bhakta Yosef's ongoing spiritual development. I'm also very happy that we can have this ceremony in the shelter of Srila Prabhupada and Shri Radha Gopinath, who are so much dressed for the spring occasion today. I would now like to give a little lecture, a little, tuning in for this ceremony. And I would then like to request Kadamba Kanana Maharaj, if it is alright, to just say a few auspicious words of blessing the occasion, and also Tattvavit Prabhu to give a few blessing words of blessings, so that Yosef will... you are all very connected to Bhakta Yosef, and maybe it would be nice at the end to hear our principal, I think Yadu Nandan, to just give a few blessings, and also Hridaya Chaitanya, because you are all... it's a family occasion. That would be very, very nice. During initiation ceremonies, our Srila Prabhupada would usually speak about the importance of the holy name, and he would also address the necessity to avoid offenses in chanting the holy name, so that this sadhana of chanting would come to its fruit and deliver Krishna prema, or love of Godhead, to the devotees. I remember being personally present during an initiation ceremony which His Divine Grace gave in Paris, and during this time he had one of his secretaries read the 10 offenses in great detail. So following this example of Srila Prabhupada, I would like to speak in the beginning a little bit about the importance of the holy name and the importance of avoiding offenses. It will be very brief and as concise as I'm able to talk on this subject. It is said that the first meeting of the living entity with the Lord is really the meeting of the living entity with the Lord's holy name. That's where the first actual and very significant contact of the Lord and the living entity is made in this material world. The Lord comes in the form of His holy name to make Himself accessible to the forgetful soul in a way which is amazing and very, very moving for the devotee. Now, to greet the Lord properly, the living entity has to avoid looking into the other direction, or being a Bahirmukha soul, a soul which looks to the material energy. This morning we had discussed how the offense of inattention is the root of all other offenses. It is surprising, while doing a little research this morning on pramada or inattention, we stumbled about the Padma Purana, and there, as was pointed out to me by Yadunandan Prabhu, the word pramada or inattention while chanting of the holy name actually appears within the 10 offenses. It's often we think it's an appendix, but in the 8th offense, which I would like to read for you because you will become very relieved in your heart. There it is actually said that it's this offense of inattention must be given up. Let us look at the Sanskrit because we are here a learned community. Dhamma vrata tyaga hutadi sarva. Es ist ein schweres Vergehen, das Chanten von Hare Krishna mit frommen materialistischen Handlungen gleichzusetzen, wie der Ausführung von religiösen Zeremonien oder Opfern oder das Aufsichtnehmen von Bußen und Entsagungen. Oh, sorry, this was in German. I really wanted to. The book is in German. It is a heavy offense against the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra to equalize this chanting with pious but materialistic activities. And then it says, Shubha Kriya Samyam Api Pramadam. In that dial, in that part. Pramada, and api pramada means or to be inattentive. So it's a very interesting how the Padma Purana blends in this inattention. It says, if you consider the sadhana of chanting Hare Krishna to be just a materialistic activity for your own elevation and for your own benefit, this is an offense. Or if you are inattentive, if you notice the two are very much connected, to consider chanting to be an activity by which you benefit and have a material upliftment, or to be inattentive, it is actually in the same category, because both does not take into account that there is a Supreme Personality of Godhead with his own world, with his own desires, with his own inclinations of pleasure, and so on. It's either to do materialistic religion or to be inattentive really is the same, because it excludes the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this was pointed out to me by Yadunandan Prabhu, and I went into this, to look into this. See, the chanting of the holy name is something entirely different than materially motivated activity. The chanting of the holy name means to associate with the Lord in transcendental sound vibration. And the moment there's a genuine contact with the Lord, there is a spontaneous uprisal in the heart of the service inclination, the desire to do service for Krishna. So if you want your chanting to become a success, you really have to keep in mind that what you are doing is a transcendental, not a material, motivated activity. It is the activity is for the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, as we chant, there is naturally a journey, which is more or less describing the journey of our spiritual development. The first state of this journey is called nam aparat. It means really where you're still ignoring the Lord. As you go higher, you come to nam abas. It's where you try your level best, which you can do as a conditioned soul, to give up offenses, and this is amounting to giving a maximum of attention to the to Lord Krishna and his wonderful world of spiritual reality. And finally, at the most more advanced states of chanting the holy name, you will actually meet Krishna in the holy name face to face. Prabhupada, he once said it like this: Krishna will be there and he will say, "I am like this." There's a verse which describes this meeting of Lord Krishna in the holy name. It is Nama Chintamani Krishnas Chaitanya Rasa Vikraha Puno Shuddho Nitya Mukto Binatvang Namanamino. The holy name of Krishna is transcendentally blissful. It bestows all spiritual benedictions, for it is Krishna himself, the reservoir of all pleasure. Krishna's name is complete, and it is the form of all transcendental mellows. You don't need anything else. It is not a material name under any condition, and it is no less powerful than Krishna himself. Since Krishna's name is not contaminated by the material qualities, there is no question of its being involved with Maya. Krishna's name is always liberated and spiritual. It is never conditioned by the laws of material nature. This is because the name of Krishna and Krishna himself are identical. This is a famous shloka from the Padma Purana. Prabhupada often has said, for a living entity to serve Krishna means that the living entity has to become spiritualized. He said, if someone wishes to enter fire, then he has to develop a fiery body. In the same way, it is if you wish to render service to the Param Brahman, the Supreme Spiritual Lord, you do need to become spiritual yourself. You cannot allow to remain material contaminated. Now, the fastest and most effective way, beyond all imagination of the mind, is to become spiritual when associating with Krishna. And the form in which Lord Krishna lends himself or is eager to associate even with a fallen conditioned soul is the form of the Lord in the holy name. When you have sufficient contact with the fire of the holy name, with the chanting of the holy name, at such a time you will actually be able to become spiritualized. Mancha yo vyabicharina bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatityetan brahma bhujaya kalpate. This is by the engagement of devotional service, a devotee transcends the material modes and does come to the platform of Brahman, or spiritual platform. This everyone can experience who chants Hare Krishna without offenses. Hare Krishna, Prabhu. I was just starting to become full of anxiety when I saw your auspicious presence. Good, good that you don't close the curtain in other ways. Very good. You are the true friend and a sensitive pujari. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhu. Oh, Krishna. It's very important that this sacred ceremony takes place before the Lord, and due to the time lapse, we were not able to be totally on time. So I want to now say something specific to Bhakta Yosef on this very sacred day of his initiation. Yosef is no longer 18 years old. He is an elderly devotee, a devotee who certainly has seen the world in a degree which an 18-year-old boy has not seen. When we are elderly and take to Krishna consciousness, we have one advantage with us, that is maturity. We have seen the world, but we also bring along one disadvantage, which are sanskaras, impressions from our life in this world, impressions which bring with it desires, impressions which bring with it certain perceptions of reality, impressions which bring with themselves a certain way of doing things and thinking things. It is extremely praiseworthy that Yosef has given an example so far of a devotee who has really left his old life behind, who has really gone into the process of devotional service with his full determination and strength, which is not easy when you have seen so much and you have done so much and you have moved millions of Swiss francs from one account to the next, and so on. That is very admirable. It is a very great and praiseworthy thing, and we wish to impress on Yosef to gain the strength to surrender even more in the future and to take spiritual life very, very serious. You will require the mercy of the Holy Name and the mercy of the Vaishnavas, so that whatever sanskaras are in the heart which are not so favorable with surrendering to Krishna can be purified by the strength of the Holy Name. It's very, very, very important that we as devotees of the Lord see our strengths and see our challenges which lie ahead of us. The strength is determination. The challenges are old sanskaras, and if they are very strongly built within our psychology, one needs a very concentrated effort to surrender to Krishna. As you all know how Prabhupada, he would quote in this connection the piano player who knew a lot of piano playing already and who then came to a famous music school, I believe in Vienna. And the piano teacher said, you need to pay double the fee because we have to teach you doubly as much. You know so much piano.